Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
18 new head coaches in Dayton Broward, as we will start the 2020 season with. And one of them is a familiar face, has been in South Florida for a long time as a player and as a coach. New head coach at Doral Academy is Eddie Delgado, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Eddie, thanks so much for taking the time. And I know that this is probably the highlight of your day, being at home all day now.
That's for sure, Larry. Thanks for having me on. It's been a quiet few days, that's for sure.
Well, obviously, I mean, you've been at one address for a long time, and taking a move to a different scenery, different, obviously, in a lot of ways, getting a position at a Doral Academy that has had its winning ways over the years. And certainly a couple of years ago, as you illustrated to me, they went three rounds deep, beat Dwyer, beat Nova High School before losing to St. Thomas. But this is a program that obviously you have a lot of freedom. The administration is 100% in your corner. The parents love the education that the kids get there, and certainly they've had some really good football players. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. I'm real thankful to the administration there for giving me the chance. I know they had a lot of great applicants and was in high demand. And I'm very appreciative of Principal Carl Sprawls, Assistant Principal Danny Gonzalez, AD Carlos Perez. Those guys have been great to deal with over the last few weeks. And I'm just real appreciative of the opportunity. A lot of respect for the job of the guys that came before me there. I've known Coach Jay Stewart for a long time and gone against him in a lot of different places that he's been. A lot of respect for him. And I'm just hoping to get this thing where it's sustained, and we build a real good program that can compete on a year-in, year-out basis.
Well, yeah.
And I'm hoping we can get that done.
And exactly. And you're familiar with the South area. I mean, a lot of the kids that will be, going to a program like that are kids that you've known. I mean, when you were at Berlin Jesuit, a lot of the kids in the Southwest area, and Kendall, and certainly in the Doral. And a friend of mine who does a lot of recruiting for college football called that a gold mine area because of the fact that there's a lot of good youth programs. If you remember back in the day when Doral had a tremendous youth football program, and a lot of the Doral Broncos, and a lot of the kids played on that on those teams, and like Bobo Wilson and Brandon Vicens, and kids that were exceptional football talent. So the athletes are all down there. The education that is provided at Doral Academy, being in the charter school, is imperative, and it's certainly very important to the administration there. Talk about that, because education, you just came from a program, and there's no doubt what Berlin represents as an educational institution, and parents have long sent their kids there because of that fact. Now you're going to another one with those same standards, and certainly an opportunity for these kids to be placed at the next level into college. But talk about that opportunity.
Well, it's really familiar for me. I mean, it's really not any different in that sense. They have an outstanding academic program at Doral, just like where I was before. And the only thing now, these guys are also a really well-rounded athletic program as well. And it's just, you know, there's a lot of similarities. There's a lot of things that are similar for me. And really, it's a great situation for parents. I mean, who wouldn't want their kid in a school that provides, you know, or gives them an opportunity to get a great education? I mean, I don't think anybody would turn that down. I've heard the previous two coaches that you've had on there talk about those opportunities and how that sets you up for life. You're only a football player for so long.
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't think it's any different. Everybody would want that kind of situation for their children. And, you know, this is a place that does that, that has that. And it's got a lot of potential. And they've excelled in a lot of other sports. You know, I know they've won a championship in basketball. I know in baseball they're always in the hunt and all the other sports. So, you know, I'm just hoping to get football in that same category.
Yeah, no doubt. Eddie Delgado is the new head coach at Doral Academy. He's kind enough to join us this evening. And coach, you just where you just left, you coach one of the most complete players, and Donald Chaney Jr., a kid who gets it, as they say. Not only an outstanding athlete, a tremendous football player, and a 3-time state champion as a high jumper, but also somebody got it done in the classroom as well. Talk about that as somebody, as a blueprint for a student athlete, as you take your new job and you search for that type of student athlete, because obviously that's the wave of the future. These kids, you know, have gotten it done for so long on the football field, but haven't done as well as we'd like them to do in the classroom. But you come from a program that demanded that. Talk about that as kind of a message to some of your future players, that you're going to demand the work as hard in the classroom as you do on the football field.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's just setting themselves up for life. I mean, that's got to be the number one thing. I mean, obviously we all, as football coaches, we would all want to have the best players we could possibly have, but in my mind, they've got to be great students just as much. They've got to put as much effort in the classroom as they do on the field. I think it helps them tremendously, not only for their futures, but I think it makes them better players too. I mean, some of the guys that we've had at Belen that were great players were also some of our best students. They're just smart guys. They get it. They pick things up well, and they're hard workers, and you know, they didn't take anything for granted, and they worked hard in everything they did. And that's how Don was. I mean, Don was our hardest working kid. He was a good student. He was a great football player. Obviously, very talented, but he was a great kid. And that's right. The kind of guy we would all hope to have on our team. Everybody would be lucky to have a guy like that on their team at some point in their career. And I was blessed to have that with him. And those are the kind of kids I would love to coach moving forward.
Yeah,
you know, I'll use him as an example all the time, because he's really what we would want our kids to be.
Now, as you look, and obviously we're kind of on a holding pattern as far as, you know, football is concerned. Have you had an opportunity to talk to the kids? You know, what kind of you expect of them to do on their own while you're waiting to come back as a program?
Yeah, well, it's funny because I was announced on Wednesday, so. So I met with them on Wednesday, and I wanted to shout out to those guys. I've only gotten to talk to them a few times, so it's kind of an odd situation. But I have sent them messages and things of that sort, and you're kind of excited to get to work, and then now, you know, you gotta wait, and you know, understandably, obviously we want to, you know, their health and safety is the most important thing. And obviously we want to get through this, but it was fun to meet them. It was exciting to see them and see a whole new group of guys, and it was a new experience for me, especially being at a place for so long. And I was very appreciative of how I was received by everybody, and it made it a lot more comforting for me.
Good stuff.
And I really appreciate that from them, you know.
Okay, Coach, I appreciate it. Congratulations. We'll talk to you soon. Stay healthy, and when you get going, we'll get you again.
All right. Thank you very much, Larry.
Good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.